So regions of the brain light up with intriguing patterns of activity when we laugh, in a real or fake way. But what about the chemistry of chuckles? Mark Burgess got in touch with this.
Does making yourself laugh release as many endorphins, if any at all, as real laughter?
You absolutely do. So it's been shown by Robin Dunbar over in Oxford that you increase your uptake of the naturally circulating endorphins when you laugh. And that seems to be, whether or not you're really laughing or you're posed laughing, and that's probably because of the physical work that you're having to do to laugh. You're doing exercise. It doesn't feel like it, but your intercostal muscles, which move when you're laughing, move so much more than they do when you're normally doing things like breathing or talking, that it's a bit like sort of sprinting for your ribcage. Well, like sprinting is for your legs, laughing is for your ribcage. So you get the same kick from your increased uptake of endorphins that you would get from doing any other kind of exercise. There's nothing particularly special about laughter in that respect. It's a sort of exercise you can do sitting down with friends, which isn't not normally, you know, a place where you do a lot of exercise. So you're getting a good feeling from it via that route. Again, Robin Dunbar's shown that you get raised pain thresholds when you've been laughing. The consequences of these increased uptake of endorphins physically makes you better able to tolerate pain.
Fabulous. The power of laughter makes you less susceptible to pain, releasing endorphins, exercising your body and engaging your social brain. Thanks to Professor Sophie Scott from University College London and Dr. Tristan Birkenstein from Cambridge. And if you've got any burning questions about your brain and the nervous system, just email them to neuroscience@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet us at Naked Neuroscience, or you can post on our Facebook page and we'll do our best to answer them for you. You're listening to the Naked Neuroscience podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association.